Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon. Without the priest outfit.
Because right.
It's a licky licky night.
This is kind of a post-show video we're going to do. I've been telling Spoon about this for a while. And for me, this takes balls. Because what we're doing here, I'm pitting my chocolate stout homebrew against one of the best breweries in the United States for Belgian beers. The Omegang Chocolate Indulgence. We're going to compare my homebrew with one of the finest friggin' craft breweries in the United States.
Now, if you're watching this is actually the post show from our episode 43,
yeah.
Eastbound and Down, which you should have listened to that by now. But if not, hey, download it. It's good stuff.
So why don't you open that bad boy?
All right. And we do have multiple glasses here so that we can get a sample of, I can have a sample of the chocolate and Sick Puppies, and also.
I have the butt plug. Now keep in mind, my homebrew is only 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks and a day in the bottle. It'll get better over time. But, you know, as a homebrew, I'm impatient and anxious, and Spoon hasn't tried it yet.
We want to drink it.
All right.
So you don't have to.
Maybe I'll do this video again with Spoon, maybe 6 months into the aging process, who knows.
Either way, we can get more of this.
Yeah,
this is going for about $16 a bottle, so.
This is going for about, I think I did $40 for two cases.
We're trying not to fuck this
up. And believe it or not, these are the same size bottles.
Wow.
Yeah, bomber. It's all about the shape, people.
Cool. Check that out.
Nice pop.
Well, this smells decadent, dude.
Alright, then, how's that?
Ooh, that smells good too.
I will say, I'll admit, I had my sampler bottle yesterday. I won't say a word because he hasn't tried it yet, but maybe afterwards I'll give my opinion on my first taste. So, oh, here we go, yeah. Give me the Omegang in my Petrus glass.
Wow, that looks fantastic, man.
Why, thank you. So what you're seeing here, we have the Castillo glasses. If you're paying attention, this will be my homebrew. The Petrus and the Abbey glass right here is the Omegang.
Now, you won't notice too much difference because of the styles of the glasses.
Right, we're just using different styles of glasses to keep them apart. What? You get more than me? Is that it?
It's pretty even. It's close enough. Shut the fuck up and drink it.
All right, so aroma first. What do you think? We'll do the chocolate on the gang.
Ooh.
I don't get chocolate on that at all, but
smells good.
Yeah, malt and anything. It is a fine beer, so no disrespect to the gang.
Tits.
But now, before you drink it, let's do an aroma check with my homebrew. My chocolate stout. Chocolate rain. Mine has actually more of an aroma.
I'm getting more nose off yours.
Yes. Which I think you'll find. I know why, but I'll tell you later.
Wow. I'm getting more chocolate off yours than I am off this one.
Agreed, dude. So here we go. The Omegang Chocolate Indulgence. Cheers, brother.
Tits.
And
ass.
I get more coffee sting to that than chocolate, to be honest with you.
I'm getting more. Well, no,
on the back, you get the chocolate, but on the front, I think I get the coffee.
Now, see, I'm opposite. I'm getting more chocolate up front,
really?
Coffee in the back.
Let me revisit.
That's
makes me drink more.
That's the nice thing about having two guys doing beer reviews is you get the difference of opinions here. I like this, though.
Coffee first and then the chocolate afterwards. My finish is chocolate.
See, mine's coffee.
It just proves one thing right there. Don't listen to like one group of people about beer styles or how they should taste.
Every
personal opinion.
Every
we both get the same flavors. He just experiences one before I do.
Wow,
it's backwards with us. That's all.
It's delicious though. All right, so we'll try yours.
Yes.
And how old again did you say this was?
This is only 2 weeks and a day old. So mine will get better with time. But I really wanted to pit mine against the Omegang because I'm a dick. Cheers, brother.
Ooh, wow.
I think mine has more chocolate in it.
Yours has more chocolate.
Yes. But it still has that...
It's fantastic.
I think the coffee flavor is the same. Thank you.
Wow.
You know...
I can only imagine how good this is going to taste after a couple more weeks.
Exactly.
This is really good.
The more you age, the better it's going to get.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. I'm not just, it because I make him free beer.
And I'm not just saying that either because I'm your co-host or anything, right. But wow, that's...
Hey, people know us. You can fucking bash me if it sucked.
Well, yeah, I've bashed you before.
Right. I actually like mine better, to be honest with you. I'm not just saying that because I brewed it either.
Wow.
Mine, as a chocolate beer, mine is way more prevalent with a chocolate. I think the Elmigan chocolate indulgence, if you're going to use the word indulgence, it better be a shitload of chocolate. I don't get that.
There's not that much chocolate in that one.
I respect that beer, don't get me wrong, but I think I just did this to prove a point. If you're ever interested in home brewing, you can make just as good a beer or a better beer than your favorite breweries do at home.
This is really good.
Thank you.
I was ready to trash his ass tonight.
He was.
I don't think it's happening now.
I like mine better.
Yeah, I actually like yours. But you're not going to charge me $16 a
drink. $16 a bottle. I paid $40 for a little over two cases of this shit in bomber bottles. So the value is there if you want to homebrew good craft beer.
Wow. This is really good.
Thank you, brother.
Dude, I have to give you credit. This is. I was really hoping to slam your ass on this video, but...
What can I say? I make good fucking beer. Yeah.
Wow. So for shouldidrinkthat.com beer reviews, we're going to finish this.
Yeah.
You're not going to see it because we're going to see it.
I'm going to actually mix the two together and see what happens.
That'd be dangerous.
All right.
There might be a supernova.
It might be a new recipe for me.
You never know.
But anyway, I just wanted to prove a point here. And I'm actually kind of really proud and happy from the results, so... If I can make a beer that's even close to one of my favorite breweries, I'm really happy. So,
plus it saves you money too.
Yeah, that too.
Can't beat that.
Cheers, brother. Cheers, guys. Love you guys.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Or even if it's crap, we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Bitches.
Cheers, guys. Love you, man.
Cheers.